Wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Before I begin, let's close our eyes in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you for this opportunity, Lord, where I can come and share your message. Father, I pray, Lord, that this word will fall on good soil. I pray, Lord, that it will fall on fertile soil, Lord. Pray, Lord, that we receive it, Father God, and that you will use me as a vessel, Father God, to share your message. Lord, we give you all glory, honor, and praise. Amen. Okay, so I just want to thank the senior pastors for giving us this opportunity to share. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Kaylee. I'm a youth leader here at C3, Kwinana, and Fremantle. So our message today is on belonging. Not just attending and not being familiar with a place, but actually belonging. Especially in light of our church's mission, which says, welcome to C3 Kwinana, a place to belong, a place to become, and a place to be planted. It's not just a nice phrase that we say here when we MC every Sunday, but it's deeply biblical and it's central to God's design for his people. When Jesus said to Peter, upon this rock, I will establish my church and the gates of Hades will not prevail. He was saying, I'm going to give my people a home and a community, because he knew that without a home, we'll be open and vulnerable to the attacks of the enemy. So he also knew that each one of us here would be going through moments in our lives where we'll be going through seasons of loneliness, displacement, and just struggle. So he knew that in these moments, the enemy is going to attack. So he gave us, in his goodness, he gave us a family. Because he knew at some point in time, we'll be strangers in a distant land and foreigners to that land. So our God is so good. So I personally know what it feels like to not belong, to be an outsider. When I was 17 and we migrated to Australia in 2005, I left my high school friends and I left my brothers. And when we came here, I feel like I knew absolutely nobody. Well, I did know absolutely nobody except my parents. And I just felt like I had nothing in common with the people. And so I felt completely alone. And it was in these moments that the enemy began to speak to me. He started to whisper these lies saying, you're unwanted, you're unseen, you are so alone. And that took me down a dark path. I started drinking because that's what everybody around me my age was doing. And I started smoking because I was so bored and I just wanted to kill time, and so that was the two things that made me fill my time. And these things became substitute for a sense of belonging. You see, that's what the enemy does. When we have no sense of purpose, he starts to offer us counterfeit things to fill the void that nothing else can fill but Jesus Christ. And so there was one place that I did truly belong and was always welcome. And that was, and that is, my Father's house. You see, this building, this church building, is not just a building. It's a refuge. It's a beacon of hope for widows, for orphans, for addicts, for outcasts, even for the lonely. It's a place that no matter where in the world you come from, when you come here, there's just a sense of familiarity being around other believers. And the same when you go anywhere else in the world. If you go to a church while you're visiting in a foreign land, the minute you step in the church and you amongst believers, you should get a sense that I'm safe here. I belong here. I'm with my family. And so today, I'm going to break down this word belonging into three parts. Be, long, in. Okay, my first part is be. as I look around this room, I see people from all over the world that call C3 Kwinana home. We have the residents of Australia. I'm from South Africa. We have Zimbabwe, Botswana, Kenya, Liberia, Botswana, England, Canada, Brazil, and many more. But we may be foreigners in this land, but in Ephesians 2 verse 19, Paul says that you are no longer foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of God's household. Our identity is not defined by our passports. It is defined by Christ. Our citizenship is in heaven, and because of that, you and I are brothers and sisters in Christ. He also says in Galatians 3 verse 28 that you are neither Jew nor Greek, nor free nor slave, nor male nor female, that you are all one in Christ. You see, you don't have to clean up your act or prove yourself or perform to come here. You belong because Christ says you belong. Christ, he sat down with tax collectors, with prostitutes, and he loved them. He did not judge them. So you come here as you are because Christ says that. Okay, my second part is long. You have to stay long enough to be known because belonging requires time. We were never meant to just be visitors. We're actually meant to be connected. Because when you know somebody, you care for them, you protect them, and you walk with them. For many years, I was just a churchgoer. I came once every 2 months, and every time I came, I always arrived 10 to 15 minutes late. I sat there at the back. I rocked up when the MC started talking, and I left as soon as the message was finished. Sometimes even while Pastor was doing closing prayer, I was out of there. I didn't stay for a chat. I avoided conversations at all costs because I didn't want people to get to know me. I had my own things that I was hiding, so I was gone. Sometimes Mom will be there and she'll be like, oh, and this is my daughter, Kaylee. And then they'll be like, hi, you have a daughter. And then, yeah, she'll be like, yeah, she's just been here for like 3 years. And people were shocked because they were like, have we never seen her? Meanwhile, I was there, I was sitting in the back, but invisible because I didn't want people to know me. I didn't give anybody my time, and I didn't let them get to know me. But that all changed. When I got saved and when I got baptized, I became transparent. I didn't have anything to hide anymore, and it was incredibly freeing. When I shared my testimony in December 2024, I had some people come to me after the service, and they were like, thank you for sharing, you know, I went through such and such in my life, and you know, I can relate to that story because it just broke something, and it created an environment where we were able to share with one another, where I told my story and now you can tell your story too. And that's why when you know someone, accountability becomes possible. Not accountability from a sense of judgment and condemnation, but accountability in a sense of strength. Because as the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. You and I are meant to sharpen one another. When you know someone, you feel safe and you trust them, and that's when healing can begin. There's something so amazing about being fully known and being fully loved. We need to be able to open up with one another without fear of condemnation, where love is evident. And that's the church that Jesus wanted to establish. You see, the dangers of streaming online and, you know, just being a visitor in church is that you're never truly connected and you don't have a real relationship and there's no accountability. In Hebrews 10 verse 25 it says, "And let us not giving up meeting together as some of us are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." And that day is the day of the Lord. As we know, we don't know when that day is, but we know the signs, and as the signs are showing, we need to be with one another, and we need to be encouraging one another. And my last part is in. We are all here because of Jesus Christ. We are united because of the redemptive work that was done for each and every one of us on the cross. Jesus died so that we can have a relationship with him and so that we can have a relationship with the Father. You see, the enemy, he wants to keep us feeling unwanted, unseen, distracted, isolated, because he knows that when we're together and when we belong, that's when we start to discover our purpose, and he doesn't want that. When you don't have a church home, you're unstable, you're tossed around by every influence. And Ephesians 4 verse 14 says this well. It says, "Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by every waves, blown here and there, by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people and their deceitful scheming." You won't just listen to whatever anybody says. Because when you belong, you start to mature, and it helps you grow. The Holy Spirit starts to transform you. When I committed to C3 Church, not just attending every now and then, but belonging, I became rooted. My identity in Christ became firm, and I began to grow. Without a permanent home, church home, you're never fully fixed, you're never stable, and you're never planted. And when you belong, you can serve, and when you serve, that's when you start to bring others into the kingdom. So, in closing, my encouragement is, if you want to grow in your faith, make a decision to belong. And do this by making a commitment to the Lord first and foremost and to your church community, because we were never meant to do this journey alone. Thank you.
Amazing. Let's appreciate Kaylee one more time. Okay. One thing I can tell you about Kaylee is she loves the church, and not just the building, but the people. So thank you, Kaylee, for that. My name is Alencia, for anyone who doesn't know me, and I am the leader of the kids' church here in C3 Kwinana and Fremantle. And welcome again, everybody. One more time, good to see you all. So this is the same message, just two different personalities. It's still about belonging, and the title of my message is, "You are not an outsider, you belong." So as, just give me 1 minute, sorry. Okay. So as an outsider myself, not an outsider, I put it in quotes, and what I mean by that is, in this land, I came from Kenya and moved here to Australia a few years ago. And so someone might consider me an outsider, which is not how I consider myself. But, and I can hear my son crying because he probably wants to come at the front. So I'll try not to be distracted by that. So as someone who's a foreigner in this country, every now and then I felt the pull to adjust myself to fit in. And it can be so tempting to just reshape parts of who I am just so that I can fit in to this community. And I'm not talking about honoring the laws or respecting the systems we live under, that is what we all do. I'm talking about something much deeper. I'm talking about the quiet pressure to trade pieces of your identity, your culture, and even your uniqueness, your God-given uniqueness, just to feel like you have a place. And that is what the world teaches. Fit in, perform, adjust, hide the parts that don't match. But the kingdom of God teaches something completely different. The kingdom of God teaches us that you don't fit in, you belong. And belonging is not something that you earn. It's not based on performance. It's not about how spiritual you feel or how long you've been around. But belonging is God's idea. And it's in fact God's gift to all of us. How we know that it's a gift is because of Ephesians 2:19 that says that, "So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family." So belonging didn't start with us. It started with God. From Genesis to Revelation, God is gathering a people, a family, and not building an audience. We see in the Bible, in fact, Jesus says, "I will build my church." Not a club, not a crowd, not a Sunday event, but a church, a family. And, you know, here at C3 Queen Anna, we believe that this is a place to belong, to be planted, and to become. So a place to belong, what does that look like? Belonging comes before believing and behaving. This is, in fact, a pattern of Jesus. And we see that in the book of Luke 19 verse 5, where Jesus invited people before they were transformed. And we're talking about Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Before Zacchaeus repented, before he changed his lifestyle, before he made things right, Jesus was there telling him, "I must stay at your house today." And you know, for me, when I rededicated my life to Christ as a teenager, I was wild. I was clubbing, drinking, doing all the things that you could think out there. And I remember coming back to church, rededicating my life to Christ, but I still felt like I have to prove something, you know. I have to earn something, that I have to change myself first for the people to be like, "Oh yeah, you're part of us now." But that is not what I meant. I was welcome just as I was. And I was loved, I was invited in, and I found a place to belong. This is where I found safety, and that is where I grew trust and found accountability. And then my life started to transform. Romans 15:7 says, "Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you." Jesus Christ accepted us first, then he changed us. Second thing I want to say about this is belonging is not about fitting in. The world tells us to fit in, to perform, to pretend, to hide the messy parts. But the kingdom of God says something different. 1 Corinthians 12:18 says, "God has placed each part in the body just as he wanted them to be. So you don't have to shrink to fit. You don't have to pretend to belong. You don't have to hide your story. God writes beautiful stories, and some parts of the story are messier, some are painful, but every story has a place at the table where the family meets. So how do we build a culture of belonging? How do we do that? When we say, this is a place to belong, how do we build that? So belonging doesn't happen by accident. I think we can all agree on that. It is something that we build intentionally. Hebrews 10, verse 24 to 25 tells us that let us consider how we may spur one another on, not giving up meeting together, but encouraging one another. So this is how we create the culture of belonging. We have to see people just like Jesus saw Zacchaeus. Everybody that walks into our church, we have to see them, acknowledge them, welcome them. We have to learn names. I know this is a difficult one, but let's try. Let's try to know each other's names, yeah? Jesus called Samuel by name. Jesus calls us by our names. So that's something we can try to do as well. Let us make room. Just like the early church opened their homes, let us invite someone over for coffee, for dinner. Just make room in your own place. Invite people in. Jesus always invited people, whether it's the disciples, whether it's children, everybody. Jesus invited everyone, and we can do that as well. You know, invite people, not just at home, but you can invite someone, say, hey, you know what, I go to C3, I serve in Port Care or Kids Zone, why don't you come along and serve with me? And finally, walk with people. Paul walked with Timothy. So this is a matter of discipling and being discipled. Have someone that's discipling you and disciple someone as well. And as I come to the end, I just wanna read Ephesians 2:19 again. And says, consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household. I just want to encourage us this morning, you know, just step in. If you've been standing at a distance, you know, like Kaylee shared in her story where she would sit at the back and immediately the service was over, she was gone. Step in today. Don't be an observer. Come closer. Come closer. Stay after the service. Have a chat with someone as you take a cup of coffee or tea. Plug in. Plant yourself in community. If you're not part of a Connect group, please, kindly, approach any of the leaders here and they will point you to a Connect group that you can be part of. Plug in. Build relationships. Show up consistently. Not just once a month or once every 2 months. Show up consistently. Be with your family. You belong here. And participate. Your gifts, your story, and your presence matters. So participate. Join Kids Zone. We're always looking for people in Kids Zone. And we need some father figures there, you know, that can just encourage the kids and show them some strong, father presence, fatherhood, yeah. And so, yeah, participate. If it's in the worship team, if it's in the cafeteria, what other areas? Yeah, there's a lot of different areas. Whatever gifts you have, just come talk to us and tell us your gifts and what you're interested in. Participate. Your presence matters. Your gift matters. Your story matters. And I just want to pray now. So if we can all just close our eyes, all heads bowed down. The deepest belonging begins with one decision. And that is saying yes to Jesus. We belong to him first before we belong to our church family. And so maybe you've been searching for a place to belong, or maybe you've even been working and trying to earn belonging. I just want to encourage you today that you can make that first step and give your life, surrender your life to Jesus. So if that's you, please repeat this prayer after me. In church, we can all join and support. Please repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for sending Jesus to die on the cross for me. Today, I surrender my life to you. Come into my heart and be Lord over my life. I surrender my life to you. Come and change me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Still with our heads bowed down, if that was you and you made that prayer for the very first time, or maybe for the second time or third time, please just put your hand up. This is so that we can support you in your journey with the Lord. Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for reminding us that we belong to you, Lord Jesus, and that we belong to a family of God, God's family. We all belong. No one is an outsider, and we don't have to prove anything. We don't have to earn it, but we know that we belong because that is what your word says, that we belong to God's family. So Lord, I pray for your people this morning. I pray that God, everyone will walk around with that conviction, with that confidence, knowing that they belong to you, Lord Jesus, and that they belong to God's family. That, Lord, nobody shall be trying to work to fit in or to prove anything, but, Lord, we will embrace our God-given uniqueness and live with that conviction and that confidence. I pray, God, for your people as they step out and go on with the week. I pray that, Lord, you go before them. May you surround them. May you protect them, oh Lord. May you bless them, oh God. Bless their families. Bless their businesses. Bless their work and everything that has anything to do with them, oh Lord. Bless them, oh God, and be with them. I pray that, Father, you shall continue to just build us up, oh God, as a church and as God's family. In Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, if you need prayer or anything, you're invited to come to the front, and Pastor Donovan and the rest of the leaders will pray with you. The band will sing a song, and we can all go out and have a cup of coffee and talk to someone, plug in, and participate.